Okay, let us review Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. Brachos Daf Yud Zayin begins with continuing the themes of Brachos Daf Tes Zayin and Beis at the bottom, where we started discussing the various ways that different Tanaim and Amoraim would finish off their tefillos in place of what we are knowing to say of Elokai, Nitzor L'shoni Meira. The Gemara then goes on to say that Rabbi Yochanan Kiav Mesayim Sifra Di Eov, when Rabbi Yochanan was Mesayim Sefer Eov, he offered the following statement that included Ashrei Misha Gadol B'Torah V'Amala B'Torah V'Sanachas Ruach Liotzer V'Gadol B'Shem Tov V'Nif that because everybody ultimately is going to die, we have to make the most of our time we have on this earth, and fortunate is one who dies with the Shem Tov. The Gemara then tells us, Margala Bipume, the various statements that certain Tanaim and Amoraim were wont to say frequently, and one of the more well-known ones is, Echra Marba Vechonamam Luvachi Chavin Libel Hashemayim. That was the Margala Bipume of the Rabbanon de Yavne. The Rabbanon de Yavne used to say, whether someone does a lot, whether someone does a little, as long as it's Kavanas L'Shem Shemayim, that's what is the Iker. The Gemara then tells us about the great Maila of being Makdim Shalom to other people, of saying Shalom Aleichem to people even before they greet you. Amru Alav Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Shalok Dimu Adam Shalom Eolam Vafilu Nachri Bashuk. Even a guy in the marketplace never was able to say Shalom Aleichem to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai before he said Shalom Aleichem to them. The Gemara tells us that learning is supposed to be Lishma and should not be the cause of any sort of rebellion against people who are gadol from us, who are greater than us in chachma or minyan. It should not be a cause of rebellion against authority figures. Olam haba, the Gemara says, is purely spiritual. A very well-known comment of the Gemara: Lo kolam azeh olam haba. Olam haba in b'lo achila v'lo shtiyav v'lo piri v'rivyav v'lo masav matim v'lo kinav v'lo sinav v'lo tachrus. Olam haba doesn't have any pettiness. There's no business. There's no eating. There's no drinking. There's nothing physical. El tzadikim yoshin v'troseim b'roshem and enemies of Ashkina. It's just the tzadikim sitting there enjoying the great glory of the Shechina. Women do have a greater portion in Olam Haba, the Gemara says. They have a greater schar, they have a greater haftacha, and the reason for that is, Nashim b'may zachyan, it's that they encourage their husbands and their children to learn Torah. The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amar tells us the various brachas that different people gave when parting company or when leaving the Beis HaMedrash, and then on the top of Yud Zayin Beis, it tells us that one should, one of the great brachas is not to have wicked children, that a person shouldn't have children like Achitofa, like Doeg, like Gehazi, who were all near very great people, but unfortunately didn't live up to the expectations of what they should have become. The Gemara tells us then two opinions of Machlokas: if tzaddikim are able to benefit in this world from their own zuchuyos, or no, maybe they don't benefit at all from their own zuchuyos, but their zuchuyos support the rest of the world. Then the Gemara tells us that a good way to tell whether a nation is an intelligent nation or not is by looking at the number of converts to Judaism from that nation. If the nation lacks converts, especially if they've been exposed to Kavod Shemayim and they still don't have any converts, that's a sign that they're a foolish people. The Gemara says of one particular nation, the Kachazur Yakra Da'oraisa Trezimni B'Shasa, they see the great Kavod HaTorah twice a year, and Veloka Megayer, Agiyura Minayu, and still we don't have any Gerim from them. That obviously does not speak very highly of them. And then the last little shtickle of Gemara in the Perek, in the second Perek of Brachos, has a stira about if we are choshesh liyuhara. It seems like a stira in the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel and a stira in the sheet of the Rabbanon between our Mishnah when we talk about a chassan deciding that he wants to read Kriya Shema, which may be a problem of yuhara to make that decision on his own, and a Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim regarding Tisha B'Av. Where in Tisha B'Av, the one is supposed to follow the minhag of the makom, and if other people do malacha, maybe not doing malacha might be a problem of yuara, but the Gemara explains that the two machloksim are actually independent, and they're not necessarily astira at all. Then we begin the third parak of Maseches Brachos at the bottom of Yud Zayin and Beis, where the Mishnah tells us about an onen, and people are osik b'tzorchei kvura, that they're pater from mitzvos, they're pater from kriya shema, and the Gemara tells us that there's no eating in front of a dead body, and no brachos when it's muta lekovro, when it's your responsibility to bury the dead. There's the person should find somewhere else to go and eat, and if he can't find somewhere else, he should at least build a partition. If he can't do that, he should turn his face away. And this leads us into a discussion of Aninus and Emir Tashem in the next daf, into a discussion of Loeg L'Rash.